in Emporia. For three generations, Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia has been the place to find the best from Chevrolet. And that is still true today. Great products, great people, and an award-winning service department too. So the next time you need a new car or a used car, truck, or SUV, come see us. Or visit us online at longbineauto.com. Voted Emporia's best new car dealer by you, our customers.
Chevy, together, let's drive. KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Cloudy, 28 degrees on our way to 47, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Lawden Oyenuga. Dr. O, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Anytime.
Well, we want to have you in here. We're heading in, obviously, to the cold, winterish time of the season. So let's talk about first, you know, flu encounters here. Have we been seeing a lot of flu episodes here locally, Dr. O?
Yes, we're getting into the peak flu season, so we're expecting our flu numbers to start to rise. Peak flu season is somewhere between December and February every year. So this is the time where we're going to start seeing a peak in our numbers.
Dr. O, have you started to see that peak just yet, or has everything kind of been on an even keel thus far?
It's been on an even keel thus far, but I'll say in the last couple of weeks, our numbers have definitely started to see like an uptick.
So what have we been seeing? Let's talk about the school-age kids, illnesses on that front, strep throats. What have we been seeing on the youngster front here so far this fall and heading into the winter, Doctor?
I believe it's the same that we see every year. That's the flu A and B. The A is typically a little more severe than the B. We have the RSV. We have the strep throats as well.
And Dr. O, another question there, too, is obviously for the last several years, COVID has been a concern. Has that been trending upwards as well, as it's kind of become just a normal part of the holiday season and really around the clock through the calendar year?
It's kind of stayed steady. It's never really gone away. Here and there, we see like a couple cases show up on the routine respiratory panel that we run typically. But it's never really gone away, so it's always just been there.
And Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Lawden Oyenuga with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning as we talk about what we're seeing illness-wise on the front here in Lyon County so far this late fall season heading into winter. Dr. O, on the vaccination front, what are you recommending? Still time to get a flu vaccine?
Definitely still time to get a flu vaccine. Anyone 6 months of age and older that hasn't gotten a shot yet should please go in and get a vaccine. It's not too late.
What about on the COVID front?
Definitely get your COVID vaccine if you haven't gotten your booster yet. Please go in and get the booster. We still have COVID vaccines available. Flu vaccines are also available from all our local vaccine providers.
Dr. O, recently, I think the thing that we've been seeing a lot of, I know I've seen it in my house a couple times, is a lot of congestion and a lot of maybe some respiratory issues here and there, but a lot of mucus flying around, to put it mildly. Is that kind of a common trend to see when we start to get into the peak flu season, or is this year maybe a little atypical?
It's very typical when we get into the flu season. We have congestion, cough, because you have just the regular, not the flu A or flu B. There are a whole lot of other viruses there. We have the RSV, we have the parainfluenza viruses, and then just the sniffles from the weather being cold and your sinus is getting a little drier, nasal airway is getting a little drier. We see the congestion, we see the dry nose, the sniffles. So that's pretty typical. When we get a little concerned or start to get concerned is when we have the high fevers. Those are the things that kind of give us a clue that you might have the flu virus. And then just because we have treatment available for the flu virus, we always say you have the fever that is unremitting for at least 24, 36 hours-ish, definitely go to the express care, urgent care, get tested. And if you do test positive, just get treated.
Dr. O, how important is good hygiene, specifically this time of the year?
Honestly, that's just the most important important thing we can actually put the most emphasis on. Prevention, they say, is always better than cure. So good hand hygiene, good cough etiquette, sneezing etiquette. I know it's kind of colder, so it's harder to kind of keep your the air in your home circulating as much as possible, but that's what we would recommend.
Dr. O, on that same trend, obviously this is the time of year where we are in close proximity with others, you know, family gatherings, Christmas parties, whatever it may be. When it comes to maybe preparing food or anything like that, even if you may not be feeling ill, is there certain things that we should do aside from just washing our hands to make sure that there's no risk of germs being spread around before we sit down and enjoy a meal?
Definitely. And then if you've had a fever and a cough, I'll say just try to sit it out of those. It's very hard to miss up on parties with the time of congregations, getting together that we typically look forward to all year round. But just for the sake of the immunocompromised, the people that have more fragile immune systems, the babies, the older folks amongst us, if you have a fever and a cough or you've just not been feeling too good, just kind of pass up on this gathering if you can, because it's so easy. They're so easily spread amongst people, and those that have weaker immune systems suffer for it more than the people that are a little stronger that are trying to fight this disease off.
Do you see more activity, you know, as far as flu, coughs, and colds when we have fluctuating temperatures like we have right now? It'll be in the 30s one day, the 60s the next, then back down to 30. Have anything to do with any illness?
It basically just makes most people let their guard down, but I won't say 100% is going to make the virus replicate quicker. No, but I'll say definitely stay warm, drink warm fluids as much as you can, and even if it feels like it's warm 1 minute and cooler the next minute, just kind of stay warm.
Always important to keep that fluid level up, huh?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Doctor, just a quick question on that. Ron leads me into a question I had. When it comes to those fluids, if you aren't feeling well, I know a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this sometimes, is using maybe flavoring supplements or things like that in their waters. Is it best to just stick with straight water, or should you mix it with electrolyte drinks or anything like that?
I'll say the biggest thing is staying hydrated. If you feel like the only way you can get the fluid down is to put a little bit of flavor in it, as long as you don't have any health conditions that preclude you from using any of this flavored, like maybe a Crystalite or put some Gatorade or put something to flavor it up, we just want you to make sure you're staying hydrated. Water is definitely the best every single point in time, as long as you're staying, if you have any heart disease, you're staying within the limits that have been recommended by your physician or provider. I'll say push fluids as much as you can, however you can.
Well, Dr.
Water now. Water, yeah. Tea is what we're recommending, please.
Dr. Oyenuga, we, as always, thank you for your time, and I want to personally thank you for the great care you gave my wife, she's doing exceptionally well right now, so we appreciate all you did.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you. Always happy to help.
All right, doctor. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Happy holidays.
You too. Have a wonderful one. Have a great week ahead.
You too.
Well. Bye.
Yeah, Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Laden Oyenuga joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Tegan?
Yep, always good to hear from her and get some updates on how things are looking on the illness side. Again, peak flu season is on the way here, so make sure you are taking precautions, staying hydrated, and keeping your hands clean here through the winter months. Again, tomorrow on our Newsmaker 2 segment, we will be joined by Emporia High Choral Director Sarah Bays. She'll be previewing the USD 253 Seasonal Celebration, which is coming up this week. Wednesday night is the first night. Of course, they will have the dress rehearsal on Wednesday at noon at White Auditorium, the only chance there for flash photography. So make sure you make plans to be there. That'll be a fun time indeed.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com. Cloudy, 28 degrees. Good morning. It's 840.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on whether presidents have the power to